This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Lots of smiles now that you can dump the mask in most cases if you're fully vaccinated against COVID, the new guidance from the CDC. But what about those who haven't gotten the COVID vaccine? They're being advised to keep the mask on.
President Biden says for those who have not yet received the shots.
Look, we've gotten this far. Please protect yourself.
On the flip side, Dr. Anthony Fauci says those who no longer have to wear masks may still be hesitant to take them off.
The risk is extremely low of getting infected if you're vaccinated.
But both he and the president say it's their choice.
And there's nothing wrong with that, and they shouldn't be criticized.
Let's be patient. Be patient with one another.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Americans are still panic buying gas. More than a dozen states report tapped out service stations, even though fuel is again flowing through the nation's largest pipeline after a cyber attack forced it to shut down. Our Mike Hempen has the very latest.
Colonial restarted its pipeline late Wednesday, which means fuel is now running between refineries in Houston and southeast states. But it will take a few days or even weeks for everything to get back to normal. The head of oil analytics at S&P Global Platts, Richard Joswick, says stations should be open for business and well supplied next week, but only if the pipeline operates as planned and customers stop hoarding fuel.
The fighting between Israel and Hamas is getting worse. Palestinians living along Gaza's borders are running as Israeli artillery pounds Gaza. Israel is trying to destroy militant tunnels. Police in Providence, Rhode Island say 9 people have been shot and wounded in an ongoing feud between 2 groups of men. They say it began with somebody in a vehicle firing at a home. This is AP News. Kids 12 and up are rolling up their sleeves now that they're eligible to get a COVID shot. Here's our Ed Donahue.
14-year-old Ava Kreutzinger in New Orleans says the shot will let her see people's smiles on their faces.
It's not scary. It does not hurt. And it's such a relief.
14-year-old Jesse Pollock was one of the first to get a shot in New York City.
I just want everything in New York to be as safe as possible so we can try to get back to normal life again.
His mom, Deborah, says it's a step in the right direction.
Now that all 4 of us are vaccinated, I'll feel a little bit more comfortable doing things like having my mom visit, travel, you know, going to restaurants even.
Pfizer's vaccine has been used for months in people 16 and older. I'm Ed Donahue.
The nation's 2 major teachers' unions are calling for a full return to in-person learning in the fall, 5 days a week, citing in part the fact that vaccines are now widely available. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.